Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April 4th, 2026. Today is Holy Saturday. This is a reading from the letter to the Hebrews. So then, a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. For those who enter God's rest also cease from their labors, as God did from His. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest. Here ends the reading. For all of our modern precision with measuring hours and minutes and seconds and microseconds and nanoseconds, I believe the case can be made that we are woefully backwards in keeping time. For many of us, there is always the rush forward, on to the next thing, with hardly a moment of pause to appreciate or reflect upon the last thing. We've come to believe that time must be contended with, managed, maximized, and above all, not wasted. In our collective societal haste, jammed calendars are a status symbol, and the last thing anyone apparently wants to admit is that they really aren't all that busy. According to the Hebrew Scriptures, the first thing the Almighty did after creating all that is in that proverbial 6 days was to take the seventh as a time of rest. As I heard one rabbi quip, if God needs a day off, then perhaps we should take that under consideration in our own lives. The great Jewish scholar Abraham Joshua Heschel, in his classic book, The Sabbath, Its Meaning for Modern Man, writes, "The Sabbath is a reminder of the two worlds, this world and the world to come. It is an example of both worlds. For the Sabbath is joy, holiness, and rest. Joy is part of this world. Holiness and rest are something of the world to come." The entire fourth chapter of the letter to the Hebrews is about entering something beyond the weekly rest afforded by observing the Sabbath day. The writer emphasizes that God has a rest prepared for all the faithful, and that that rest surpasses human understanding. The writer goes on to tell the story of the people of God entering the Promised Land. And yet, even when they entered the Promised Land, they failed to find God's rest. This failure wasn't because they didn't keep the Sabbath. It was because they continued to seek after other gods. The writer to the Hebrews is emphatic that because Jesus is our great high priest and has passed into the heavens, we who follow Him also have the opportunity to find this eternal rest in God. And we also have the possibility to miss it, just as the covenant people did. Holy Saturday invites us to remember Jesus, dead and buried. It is a day of uncertainty. What would happen next? The disciples had seen their teacher die in a horrific and brutal fashion. They feared they could be next, since they were so closely associated with Him. Even though the Gospels all report that Jesus had told the disciples about His rising, it's clear that either no one believed Him, or they had forgotten the promise, or they were just too overwhelmed by the circumstances to feel even the slightest glimmer of hope. Given their circumstances, I can't imagine I'd have done any better. To be honest, I often see the opportunity for rest and reflection on Holy Saturday get squeezed out by all the preparations being made for Easter, whether those preparations are about what will happen at church or what will happen at our various familial celebrations. Lingering on loss or pondering the mystery of Christ's death is as uncomfortable as sitting still and being at rest. And so, I won't ask you, dear listener, to take lots of time today to sit still. Instead, allow me to invite you to set a timer for 10 minutes. Just 10. Turn off all your devices. Take a seat. Close your eyes. Breathe. Let your mind wander. If you're able, imagine you're with Jesus' disciples. Try to feel their uncertainty. Imagine, in your mind's eye, that ginormous stone covering the tomb. It all seems so final, doesn't it? But, because we know the story, we wait in hope. And it's in that tenuous hope that the true rest of God can be found. Let us pray. O God, Creator of heaven and earth, grant that, as the crucified body of your dear Son was laid in the tomb and rested on this holy Sabbath, so we may await with him the coming of the third day, and rise with him to newness of life, who now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.